You're listening to the Kinky Coach Podcast with Stephanie
and Fox.
Hey, Fox.
Yeah? You've been a bad, bad boy. Nice boy. This show contains explicit content
and is intended for mature audiences only.
This is what happens when an innocent, successful mental health professional
falls for a rugged, prior deployed bad boy.
You get one hell of a ride.
Hey, Fox.
What?
Why don't you tell us a little bit more about Alt Playground and their forums?
Oh, I can do that. Yeah. So over at that was the remix.
Was it the remix?
Over at altplayground.net.
Oh, okay.
So I discovered something new today when I logged on. They now have forums.
What are those?
You know what a forum is?
I know what a forum is. I'm asking for the listeners.
What I gathered from it, a lot of users are using it to ask questions, share thoughts, ideas, topics. Really, it seems to just be like another resource that allows you to immerse yourself into the non-monogamous alternative lifestyle.
Okay.
Yeah.
They can educate while viewing beautiful people.
Safely.
Safely.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay.
Because, you know, you're behind a keyboard. Nobody just has to know who you are. You can ask the questions that people think are dumb, even though no question is dumb. Because if you're asking it, you don't know. No. If you're asking a question and you don't know, how is that dumb?
Because some things are pretty obvious.
No.
I get asked a lot of dumb questions in a day.
I disagree with you. See, now who's being the mean one?
Hey.
Anyway, the point being is, go to Alt Playground.
Yes.
They got a new forum, a new thing going on.
A new thing, a new forum
a
thing.
A new forum thing.
Yeah.
A new thing forum. Altplayground.net. Check it out.
Check it out.
All right. So, we're going to talk about something that I feel very strongly about.
You do? Very passionately?
I do.
How passionately?
Passionate enough that I challenge you on this from time to time, and I make sure that you are squared away with yourself when we are doing things in lifestyle.
Yeah, you're going to have to really expound upon that.
I will.
Thank you.
So today we're going to talk about being in love with you as a person and also being in love with your partner for who they are if you're going to be in a non-monogamous relationship.
Consensual non-monogamous?
Sure.
Yeah.
Consensual.
Yeah.
Yes. You love that word.
Yeah, because sometimes you're in a non-monogamous relationship and it's not consensual.
Okay. Well, because we're consensual, I just assume,
nope.
You know, everyone knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, but there are those who are not consensually in a non-monogamous.
So those are called cheaters.
They are, but
and
still.
They are pieces of garbage, in my opinion.
Still?
Yep.
Just clarifying.
So if you're a cheater, you're a piece of garbage. Please stop listening to my show. And
your show.
Go find somebody else.
Your show.
I want to see if you're going to catch it.
Okay.
Anyhow, yes, but I think it's very important that you are in love with yourself as a person and that you're in love with the relationship that you have, especially if you're going to be sharing each other on any level.
Okay.
Physically, emotionally, on any level, period.
Well, I'm sure I'm going to have a lot to chime in about, so.
I'm sure you are.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead.
I'm listening.
There are times in our relationship where sometimes I don't feel either that you're 100% either on board or confident or what have you, and I do a lot of asking, or I do a lot of return feedback, meaning I ask you, have you thought about this, or have you thought about this, or, you know, how are you feeling about this, or this, or this, or
those
that.
Those are called clarifying questions.
Well, see, I knew you're the smart one, not me. So we do these clarifying questions on a constant basis, right? Because we are different in where we're at with the lifestyle.
We are different in our journey.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Yep. And that might change. You know, if there's ever a time that jealousy kicks me in the rear end, well, then I will tell you. And that's a very, it's possible. It's absolutely possible, right?
Anything is possible.
Yeah.
Aliens.
Oh, boy.
They're watching us right now. We're good.
How do you know I'm not an alien? How do
true.
I know you're not an alien?
I mean, I am pretty out of this world.
Oh, boy. Here we go. That was beyond cheesy.
But you opened the door.
Beyond cheesy.
You opened the door
did
and
I, open
I
the,
walked
did I
right
open the
it.
Portal for you to come on in?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, so my personal opinion, and I'm sure that if I did my research, which I did not, because that's kind of your thing for the most part, right? If you're going to, or you're thinking about getting into the lifestyle or becoming consensually non-monogamous or sharing your partner in any way, make sure that you are soundproof, bombproof.
Okay. And how would you suggest they do that?
So I suggest a couple different things. One, you need to sit down with your partner and you need to discuss, why is the topic of non-monogamy coming up? Is it one-sided? Is it dual-sided? Is it 70% on with him and 30% with her, or vice versa, right? And you need to talk about that. I would also suggest making a blind list, meaning create a list without your partner around on the negatives and the positives and the wants and the needs, everything surrounding why non-monogamy is coming up in the first place. And when I say blind, do not allow your partner to sit there next to you and chime in. Don't allow them to see the list you're making. Put everything down on paper, seal it in an envelope, and both of you trade envelopes. Read it and discuss.
We need to back up a little.
Oh, boy.
We need to back up a lot, a little.
Okay, let's back up a lot, a little, little lot.
Yeah. So what I want to clarify for everybody from the very start, consensual non-monogamy, opening your relationship, swinging, whatever you want to call it, is not a fix for a troubled relationship. People think often, oh, well, we'll just open up the relationship and it's going to fix our marriage. It's going to fix our relationship because they wanted this, so let's just let them have that. This is not a fix for a troubled relationship.
No, definitely not. Only butt sex will fix a troubled relationship.
No, it will not.
No, not butt sex?
No, mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Not even just the tip.
Not even just the tip?
Yeah, yeah.
Just a finger?
Nah.
No.
No, you have to really examine the context behind it and the reasonings behind why you want to, just like you said. But is your relationship in a place to sustain this? Is there hidden jealousy? We did not start off with consensual non-monogamy. We didn't jump into this. We had to build our relationship first.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something that was just, oh, well, okay, we've met. We did talk about it from when we first met, but it took me a while to kind of understand and warm up to the idea.
Right.
So, and it wasn't if, and that's another thing I want to say, is if you're presented with that, ladies, gentlemen, if someone says, yes, this is my lifestyle, that doesn't mean that it has to be your lifestyle.
Oh, absolutely agreed.
So you might have met a great, wonderful person and they say, well, this is what I do. If you're not comfortable with that, no matter how much you pretend, it's never going to work.
Yeah, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I've had partners in the past try and do that, and they've tried to pretend and lie to me. And maybe it wasn't like intentional. They didn't go in there with the forethought of, I'm going to lie to Fox and I'm going to deceive him. I'm sure they went into it with an open mind and initially telling themselves, I can do this. But when they realized they couldn't, they weren't honest about that. And, it came out in the end. Mm-hmm. Sometimes really bad. Other times not so bad. It was just a mild conversation and I was like, okay, I guess we're not doing this. To be honest, once or twice I said, okay, well, unfortunately you're not important enough for me to not do this, so I'm gonna,
I think the most, a fly just completely
try to take me out,
look out of your face.
Hey, Kinky Nation, do you need help with navigating the swinging lifestyle? Fox and I offer personalized coaching services designed specifically for your relationship needs.
Are you the person that all your friends turn to when they have questions about sex? You should check out the Kinky Coach Sex Coach Certification Course and get paid for sex coaching instead of doing it for free. Just go to kinkycoach.com.
Lastly, if you feel that you are in need of therapeutic services for your relationship or individually, please visit Beautiful Beginnings with an S, LLC.org for more information on the counseling services I offer. Okay, Kinky Nation, let's get back to the show.
Trying to take hilarious. My eyeball out.
Sorry, side note. I think the best thing that you said to me, because we did take our time getting mm-hmm. to know each other and we did take our time just figuring out everything.
Well, but did we? We took our time getting to know each other and then then we had a party that turned into a six-way orgy, and that was kind of a shock. And I didn't fully do my job, and you didn't fully communicate, and it was kind of a clusterfuck, let's be honest.
Uh-huh.
And then we paused everything.
Yes.
And we said, okay, we're pausing. We're not doing this right now. We'll flirt. We'll stay on the sites, but...
Well, are you going to let me finish what I was going to say?
Oh, yeah. Did you have a story?
Yeah, I had a story. Thank you.
Let's hear your side.
Yeah. So one of the things that you said to me was, I care more about our relationship than I do the lifestyle.
I said that?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I guess I like you a little bit.
Just a little?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't say that to a lot of people.
I know. But you did tell me that, and you said that you were not willing to lose the relationship over a piece of ass, was your exact words.
This is true, yeah.
And so that made me really evaluate and feel like I could take the time to grow into this without being rushed or forced and having to do something. I'm a people pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
I am a people pleaser. I will sit and do things because I don't want to, but someone else does. It's gotten me into a lot of sticky situations in my life. But you would not allow me to be that people pleaser, and I appreciate that.
No, I challenge you on it constantly. Even now, I challenge you.
Yeah.
Just to make sure you're not in that headspace.
Well, there are a lot of times, though, that I go to people. I try. I think I'm pushed more to people please. I'm more pushed. Let me rephrase that. I push myself more to please you, but I always end up having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you're not going to ask me to do something that really is going to hurt me. So I guess that's where that comes from.
Unless it's putting you on an idol cross.
Oh, no.
With a cat of nine tails.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And for you BDSM folks that don't know what an idol cross is.
I don't have a clue.
Because I know a lot of people are going, what the hell is an idol cross? Look it up. That's all I'm going to tell you. Just look it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Well, there's a couple different styles of crosses in the BDSM world. But an idol cross is not one of them. An idol cross is a whole different type of play.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll do a show on that. Moving on.
Like a live video show with you
no.
on it?
No.
Oh, you would love it.
I'm not sure.
I'm positive.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so going back to the subject at hand, we cannot move forward. Did you get it?
No.
It's in your hair.
This thing is like attacking me. I don't understand.
It is the best thing ever.
I took really a shower. I put on deodorant.
We really should video this.
No, we're not videoing these.
Yes.
This thing is all over me. I don't understand.
Back to what I was trying to say.
Yes.
We cannot move forward, or let me rephrase that. You and your relationship cannot move forward in the swinging lifestyle unless you have taken care of business at home and you have a very stable foundation.
Mm-hmm.
At home.
Absolutely.
It will not work.
Yeah.
And how do we create that stable foundation?
Well, communication is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Being open, regardless of your partner's feelings. And
yes.
And I say that lightly because that doesn't mean you go and say, well, this is how the fuck I feel, and that's that. That is not the right way to do that. What I mean is, don't hold back. Be honest about what you want. Be honest about what you need. Be honest with yourself, the difference between what you want versus what you need. Because there's a drastic difference in what I want compared to what I need.
Can you provide some examples?
Okay, yeah. I want many things sexually, right? What I need is a partner that is willing to explore the sexual realm with me. Whatever that means, whatever that looks like. I am not one that can get bored. If I get bored, it doesn't mean I'll stray, but if I get too bored, I start to consider ending a relationship, or is this relationship what I want? Because I'm not receiving the stimulus sexually that I need. Because sexual stimulus to me is, I would say, about 40 to 50% of a relationship in my terms, in my thoughts, in my world. Because that's different for everybody. You know, some people want communication. They want 90% communication and 10% sex, and they don't care about the rest. Well, I, as an individual, I need 50% to 40% has to match my sexual desire. Mm-hmm. In some way, or stimulus. Then I have to have communication. You have to be responsible, have your own job, pay your own bills.
You're going a little...
Yeah, well, but this is... these are the types of conversations that couples need to have, and you need to be 100% honest. And that's a hard and scary thing to do.
It is. And I've talked to you about this, and I talk to every single one of my clients. Well, let me say that. My couples, not clients, but my couples who come in, is the love tank metaphor. What that means, and what I mean by that when I say that, is you can't go out and play with another couple if your love tank is not filled by your partner first.
Okay.
You're looking at me crazy.
No, I'm just, I'm feeling you out on this.
Okay. So you and I, let's just, a what if. We go out, we've had, my love tank is empty.
What do you mean by your love tank?
My love tank is...
Like you don't feel desired by me or loved by me? Or what is it that you mean?
A love tank is you put deposits into your partner's love tank when you do things that speaks love to them. So it could be whatever their love language is. Listening, quality time. It could be acts of service. It could be gifts. However your partner needs to be spoken to, you deposit love deposits into their tank.
I got you now.
Right? So when, let's say that our first orgy debacle, right? Mm-hmm. My love tank had love in it. So when it went bad and things did not go as planned, you were right there to support me because that incident pulled so much love out of my tank because it depleted me.
Gotcha.
But you were right there and supporting me and kept putting love back into my tank, letting me know that it was okay and it didn't drain me completely.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just give a hypothetical. Hypothetically, you and I are, I don't know, not getting along. We're not...
Let's say I take a contract for 3 months and I'm gone.
Perfect.
Okay.
And you're not speaking love to me.
Mm-hmm.
You're not here. We're not... My love tank is not full. Then we have an agreement to where, you know, you're gone. We can do what we want to do. And then you tell me, oh, well, this is the person I've slept with. And you start sending me pictures. Mm-hmm. Well, because my love tank wasn't full, I'm going to feel jealousy because why is she getting it and I'm not? Does that make sense?
Kind of. I guess our scenario is bad only because if I'm on a contract, there's not a whole lot I can do to be there in person. So let me rewind on that and say, if I'm not providing you what you need to feel loved and desired, and I go out and let's say not give that to somebody per se, but the perception is there because I'm sexual with them, then that can very easily turn into jealousy or turn into a negative situation.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. I just want to make sure I was tracking you.
You're tracking.
Okay. Gotcha.
So people going into this need to have full love tanks. You need to take care of mama and daddy before you go off and try to play with somebody else.
Right. Because you're going to trip, fall, and stumble in your journey, especially in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
It is a rough, rocky road, and you are blindfolded initially.
Sometimes, literally.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how you're trying to walk around in a lifestyle, is you're blindfolded. There's so much you don't know. There's so much you don't understand. A lot of the questions we get from newbies or people that have just started, let's say, in the last 6 months is, well, what is the etiquette? You know, how do we behave at a club versus a date versus a hotel takeover versus this versus that? Because they honestly don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know that they want to open up their bedroom to other people. They know they want to share each other, but they don't really know how to behave or act or how to go about it. So you're going to make mistakes. It's okay. You're going to trip a lot. That's okay. I guess it's kind of like a video game. You have a life meter. And the more you get bumped up and shot or kicked or punched, your life meter goes down. And when you find apples or life to restore it, which is your love language or, you know, your acts of love, as you put it, that fills that tank, then your life meter goes back up and you're in better health. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for my nerds out there. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Mortal Kombat, what?
Mortal Kombat doesn't have apples.
No, it doesn't. And you can't get extra life unless you're playing a very certain... Never mind, we're getting...
We digress. We digress.
What's wrong with Mortal Kombat?
Nothing. It's just you were talking about apples, and there's never been an apple in Mortal Kombat.
How would you know?
I used to play Mortal Kombat.
Okay. Have you played Mortal Kombat 10 or 11? The newest ones? No?
I've seen you play it.
Oh, okay. Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you never seen no damn apple in there.
Well.
Anyway, now that I have clarified that your tank has to be full before you can go off and play with others, you have to love yourself and your partner.
Right. Well, so I think there's a difference, though. So I want to jump on that.
I want you to jump on that.
I think your love tank being full is being fulfilled by your partner, so you feel loved by your partner. You also have to love yourself. You have to be in a good place. You have to feel sexy. You have to feel confident. You have to be ready for this yourself, okay, as an individual, right? So there was a time recently where you came to me and you said, I don't feel me. I don't feel like the shiny star that I usually feel like. And you didn't feel sexy, per se.
Okay.
And so that was a problem, correct?
Sure.
You don't know where I'm going with this?
No, I do know, but I don't remember that time. But
oh, I do.
Okay.
Okay. So anything I would bring up with a guy or a couple, you had a lot more resistance and you were faster to say, I don't think so. I don't, you know, not right now. And a lot of that, I don't think, had to do with, per se, me, but it had to do with you and how you felt about yourself at the time. Makes sense?
You've fallen victim to that, too.
I have. Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm used to being one way, like physically, and I fell off the wagon with fitness for a while, and then I was just in my head, and it was just like, yeah, I don't want me, so who the hell is going to want me right now? And it just, it impacted me greatly. And it happened. So you have to be in love with yourself, and you have to be in love with your relationship. Yes?
I don't agree with the in love part with yourself. You have to be at a place where you're happy. And you have to be at a place where you're comfortable.
Okay.
But I don't think...
You think in love is too strong of a word?
I think in love is way too strong of a word.
You think that sounds more cocky than confident?
That sounds narcissistic.
Oh, big word.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
I think that having confidence and having a desire is a lot different than being in love with yourself.
Okay. I mean, I'm using in love with yourself as a lighthearted term, but I understand where you're going with that. So when I wake up in the mornings after you go to work and I worship myself in the mirror, that's not okay?
No, it's not. It's actually quite disturbing. Yeah.
You might want to look into that.
I've been looking into that. I know exactly what that is.
Okay.
Yeah. No, well, if you did that, definitely would not be together.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
So another thing I think is important is you have to be, and I want to be careful how I say this, because part of sexual exploration is seeking out new boundaries, okay? But you have to be confident in what you desire, what you're looking for. And I want to say you have to be confident with your boundaries, but at the same time...
You have to have flexible boundaries. Yeah,
make sure they're flexible. Don't just go, okay, so... A big one that a lot of couples do initially. Well, we're going to have sex. I'll let you suck on a penis, or you can lick someone's vagina. You can touch all their body, but you can't kiss. Do not kiss, right? That does, that's like a, for some odd reason, that seems to be like a pretty standard newbie type rule.
Yes.
And I'm going to challenge you on that, because how do you go from one to the other? Do you just see someone and go, hey, you're sexy, get naked, let me stick it in you? I mean, that's not very sexual. It's not very sexy.
But that may be what they're into.
Maybe. So it's not what we're not into that.
You can't yuck somebody's yum.
True. That, you know, I actually read that article you put out today. Yeah, that's very true. You can't. That's true. But what I'm trying to say, right, is make sure that you are in touch with yourself sexually as well. You have a path. Some people, I've had some friends tell me, we had no pathway. We created no chart. We just jumped in and said, screw it, whatever happens, and we'll figure it out. I'll know if I don't like it right away.
That tends to be a personality style.
Right. I also challenge and say that's a little dangerous, because I can tell you from personal experience, the majority of my friends that have done that, they have had greater challenges than my friends and people I know that have not per se created a roadmap, because that's a little boring and stagnant. don't quite want to go, okay, on Thursday, we're going to have a threesome. On Friday, we're going to...
That's not what a roadmap is.
Okay. But you understand what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
Okay. But create a sexual roadmap. Where do we want to start? And then graduate from there. So you've done that. You enjoyed it. Maybe push it a little further. You've done that. You enjoyed it. Maybe you push it a little further. But where I'm getting at with the flexibility is, if you're in a situation, you're amidst the situation, and something is happening past the boundary that you guys discussed, touch base, and if both of you are okay with it, well, then roll with it. It's okay.
Yeah, I agree.
It can absolutely happen.
Mm-hmm. I want to caution, because that's what I do.
You do. You're safe.
On your roadmap, do not set time limits. Because you grow into this. There is no set time on when you're going to develop and when you're going to grow into something, what your overall goal is. Maybe you start with side-by-side play and your ultimate goal is to be full swap. Okay, well, there's a lot of things that have to happen in between there, but you can't say, oh, in 3 months, I want us to be soft swapping. And then 2 months after that, I want us to be here.
Can I ask you what side-by-side play is? Because I've never heard that term before. I think I know what you mean, but I want to clarify.
Okay. When
do you mean same room play where both couples are with their own partners? They're just in the same room next to each other?
On the bed side by side.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So normally the term is just same room.
Yeah. Well, side by side. You're okay. In the same bed.
Well, I just want to clarify.
Where I'm going with that is they're in the same bed. The women may touch, you know, it may be just while they're having sex with their partners, they reach over and touch the female, that type of thing.
Okay.
Your end goal may be full swap, but you cannot put, you know, well, in 3 months, I expect us to be here. And right. 2 weeks after that, I want us to be here, because everybody grows and develops at their own pace. You mm-hmm. cannot put a time limit on it.
Or a schedule. Don't do it.
Nope.
Because I have a friend like that. I have a female friend unicorn. She's absolutely gorgeous. She's in shape. She has the most analytical brain I have actually ever met in my life. She is a scientist for a very large corporation. And we tried to date. It lasted 3 days. And I very quickly realized that there was no way that her and I were going to get along in that realm, because she is like, okay, Monday at 6 p.m., you're going to go down on me. Then at 6:15, we're going to transition to the bedroom. And at 6:20, you're going to be inside me. And at 6:35,
I think you're being a bit extreme.
No, I'm not being extreme at all. She literally has a electronic calendar and would say, okay, hey, when do you want to have sex? Monday at, like, this was the second date. And I was like, wait, what? We haven't even had sex yet. And through our friendship and through her being a unicorn, she has deterred a lot of couples from playing with her for that exact reason. And I tried to talk to her about it time and time again. Like, hey, this type of thing doesn't usually work. People have lives. Life gets in the way. People have feelings. Feelings get in the way. You can't just schedule. This is not a dinner date. You know, it's not like, hey, at 5 o'clock, we're going to meet at Torino's. Okay. You know, it doesn't quite work that way. You're looking at me like I'm crazy right now.
I'm just listening to you.
Oh, yeah. So no, I'm not exaggerating in the least.
Actually, I'm watching that fly about to land on you again.
Is it really? This guy is just like freaking, I don't know what I've done.
I think it's hilarious. It is torturing the hell out
Maybe
of you.
Maybe he likes the soap?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's so weird. Anyway, but yeah, I digress. Don't make a schedule. Like Stephanie said, don't expect something in a day, in a week, in 3 weeks. It's going to happen when it happens.
Right? You can have an end goal. Your end yes. goal is full swap or whatever your end goal is mm-hmm. for you and your partner. But it takes time to get to that end goal. And you may be ready. One partner A may be like, fuck yeah, I'm ready. Let's full swap tonight. Mm-hmm. But partner B is not even ready to like think about it. So,
which means your relationship is not ready.
Exactly.
So, you know, going back to understanding you and your relationship, And as I say, being in love with it, I understand you don't like that term. That's just the term I'm giving it. So I want to point out something else too.
Okay.
Just because you tried something and stumbled and it didn't work the first time doesn't mean it won't work the second time. Just want to throw that out there.
Okay? Take a break. Yep. Give it some space.
Yeah.
And then try it again one day.
Yeah. Steer away from it for a while. It was not a good or pleasurable experience.
And it could have been a lot of factors of why it wasn't good and pleasurable. It could have been the people you were with.
Yes.
It could have been your mood. It could have been something that you drank.
Something or, you ate.
I mean, it could have been so many things. Maybe you just felt a little gaseous. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Gaseous?
Gaseous.
Gaseous. Gassy? Well, trashy gassy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it, and you didn't...
Did you just toot with your mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And then you didn't feel sexy. Like, it could have been a variety of things. Don't completely, like, discount something and not try it again because it didn't work.
Right. But definitely take your time and be ready however long that takes.
Yeah.
So don't allow anyone to pressure you and say, okay, well, we're going to wait 30 days and then we'll try it again. Like, maybe it's going to take 2 days to get over it. Maybe it's going to take a year. You have no clue. It's whenever you're okay with it. Mm-hmm. And I think that goes back to, again, I know you hate this term, but being in love with yourself. Be confident. No, I didn't like that. No, I'm not ready. And no, we're not going to try this again.
There are things that we don't agree on.
Yes.
Well, I mean, there's lots of things we don't agree on. Because really? I'm a genius. But
no. We definitely don't agree on that.
No, there are things that we don't agree on. There are people we don't agree on.
Yes, there are.
And when we don't agree, we don't do it.
Mm-mm. No matter what. That doesn't mean you can't challenge your partner. Mm-hmm. I will challenge you at times and say, okay, well, why? Where are you coming from? Right? Because I want to know. Mm-hmm. If you can't see what your partner sees, challenge them. That doesn't mean challenge them in a negative way and go, well, you're just fucking wrong. Da-da-da.
Yeah, I'm going to go do this anyway.
Yeah, that's not how
this works.
It's not
going to end well for you.
What I'm talking about is, well, hey, why do you feel this way? Talk to me about it. What is it you see that I don't see? And then when your partner tells you, if you still don't see it, talk more about it. You know, challenge them to take some time to look further at the situation and evaluate it longer to see if that's still how they feel. If after a while that's still how they feel, well, then that's just how they feel. And you should probably walk away from the situation. That doesn't mean be rude to the people.
Doesn't mean you can't be friends. It's right. Just they're not somebody that
is okay right now.
Is not a play partner. Yeah.
And that's another thing. I have had partners in the past who initially were not partners that turned into partners and vice versa. I've had partners that were great partners up front, and then over time, I just lost interest, or there was something that occurred that was distasteful to me, or whatever. It doesn't always have to be negative. It's just something that wanted me to go, you know, I'm going to keep them as a friend, but I'm done playing. And that happens too, right? Mm-hmm. It goes up and down, sideways, left, right. I mean, you just, it's a like we like to say with our lifestyle Bible or book, or I don't even know what we're even calling it anymore, guide. It's a living document. And your relationship to the lifestyle and in the lifestyle is forever living, forever changing, and forever adapting. It's going to take many faces along your journey, and it's going to look different. It's going to be painted a different color tomorrow and the next day and the next day and next day, and that's okay. As long as you and your partner confide in each other and you communicate with each other and you're solid with each other, then it doesn't matter what that mold looks like or what that change looks like.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. People in the lifestyle, it's like everybody has ADHD. Ooh, shiny new toy. Ooh. Mm-hmm. And it's people lose interest quick, and that's okay. So you may be talking to somebody and it's taking a little bit longer to connect, and then you just don't hear from them. It's okay. They lost interest. They found someone that struck their fancy. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Because at the end of the day, if you're with your partner, you get to go home with the best thing you've ever had.
Yeah. Why does it really matter?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's how it goes. That's true.
And that's why having
that happens to me all the damn time.
That's why having that strong foundation is so imperative, because you may get your feelings hurt because someone, quote unquote, rejects you, doesn't want to be with you, or, you know, whatever. Just, you have to let it roll off your back because you're going home with the most important thing in your life, and that's your partner.
Hmm.
Oh boy, I feel a smart ass comment.
I was just going to say the most important thing in my life is an object. It's my penis. Thanks.
I knew some smart ass comment was coming.
I was trying to think of something better, but you cut me off of the path and it just like ruined my flow.
Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, but you were.
You ruined it now.
You were edumacating us.
No, I'm done.
Oh, well, that was it?
That was it.
I cut off your flow?
You cut off my flow.
Okay. So, yes. So, this happens to me a lot because, like, so when I meet people, I'm ready to go. Right? Like, I'm a shiny new toy type syndrome person. Or if I don't get what I want, I'm still a shiny new toy syndrome person. So, meaning if I want someone, I just want them. Like, my time frame normally doesn't dissipate. Now, if they do something that alters the way I look at them, then I may just say, okay, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
But where Stephanie has to take time to form a relationship, to form some type of respect for you, to kind of understand who you are for her to
want. Unless we're at Colette, because obviously that didn't work.
Unless you're at Colette, yeah. but that's going to happen.
Yeah. It was the environment.
That's probably not a constant thing for you.
No, it was fun.
Right. It's okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to get at. You're not always going to play the same way your partner does. And that's okay too. Right. As time goes on, as trust develops, as your relationship changes, your type of play will change as well. And that's just normal. A lot of people get in their head that, well, we're going to try consensual non-monogamy and we're going to become swingers and we're going to sleep with all these people and have all this sex. And that may be so of like for the first 3 months. And then the next 3 months, maybe only the wife plays. And then the next 3 months, maybe only the husband plays. And then they may find themselves a year or two down the road going, huh, hey, our schedules suck. We never get to see each other anyway. Why don't you go on some dates alone and go have fun and vice versa? You know, maybe 5 years later, the wife becomes a hot wife for a year. And then maybe that changes and the husband becomes a bull. And then 5 years after that, maybe they don't play at all. And then a couple years down the line, maybe they're back to swinging. So the point I'm trying to get at is it's forever adapting.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And it's forever changing. So it really does go back to the heart and soul of this topic. Make sure whatever you are doing, whatever you've adapted to, that you're communicating and you guys, you're bomb-proof. You have to be. If your relationship is not ready to trip, fall, and stumble, then you are probably not ready to dive into this type of lifestyle.
That's true.
And maybe you need to take a step back and maybe you need to do some more communication, you know, and discuss further why this topic is coming up in the first place and why both of you want to, you know, go down this journey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to segue into a plug.
You're going to put your finger in the plug?
No, I'm going to segue into
a plug. Oh, I was going to say, can we call
the
insurance company first?
Oh, yeah. So one of the many things that I have the privilege of doing because of this lifestyle is writing and answering questions in ASN Magazine.
Yes.
And so I want to encourage our listeners, if you have questions and you want to submit them anonymously, you can go to ASN Magazine, put a question in to, it's called Ask Stephanie, comes to me, and it's going to be printed in the magazine anonymously. So,
well, in order to get there, you go on ASN Magazine, right? It's actually ASN Lifestyle Magazine.
Okay.
And then you go to the educators page, and then Stephanie's name is in a list of educators, and you can ask her any question you want.
Yeah.
You can do it anonymous. The only thing that it records is your email address, and that's strictly so she can answer you back.
Yes, because I do. Mm-hmm. I send you a response back in person as well. It'll be published in the magazine. Mm-hmm. But I really feel like that would be a good platform because if you have the question, guys, I can guarantee you other people have the exact same question. They just haven't asked it yet.
Many people have many the same people. Question.
So don't be afraid to submit a question and let me answer it in the magazine. And I'll send it to you because the one thing about this lifestyle is it's forever changing, and everybody has the chance to educate somebody.
Absolutely.
Your experience, you didn't just come into this lifestyle as a newborn baby. You came into this lifestyle, and what you're bringing is a entire history.
Lifetime of experience.
In random things. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've met people who, we have a very good friend that we've met through the lifestyle who milks goats. And that was just her experience with that.
Does that mean that she's probably good at playing with nipples?
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can milk anything with nipples, remember?
Her husband is probably pretty good too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter what you bring into this lifestyle. You can educate somebody based off of your experience. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to ask the questions. Don't be afraid to reach out. And let's educate and
discuss.
And let's make this a better place for everybody.
Yeah. And if you're not comfortable with that, because I'm going to tell you that some people heard they're going to publish in the magazine, yeah, and they went, no way, Stephanie. So
no names are ever published, by the way.
But
I know.
If that is still uncomfortable, just go to our website. Go to KinkyCoach, that's with a K.com. And you can submit to us directly on the website. Go to the Contact Us page, and you can submit any question you want. We do not charge for that type of stuff.
No, not at all.
We do have a sex coach service that you will see on there where we do charge couples.
Yeah.
But that's completely separate. That's very in-detail type coaching. But for simple questions, actually, for even harder questions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. For questions in general.
We don't charge for that kind of stuff. We do that for free.
And you know what else they're going to find on our website? Mm. Just throwing this out there.
Go for it.
A chance to go skydiving with me.
Oh, topless.
Topless.
I will be there.
Well.
I will be jumping out of the plane too.
You will.
But I won't be topless. Nobody wants to see all that.
I think they do.
Mm. We'll see.
We'll see. But so you
if you want to see me topless, you can ask and I'll get topless for you. But I'm pretty sure.
Oh, stop it.
That you want to see Stephanie topless.
Anyway.
Just not.
It is going to be, our drawing is August 1st. Mm-hmm. So get your entries in. And we've got a lot of people that's entered.
We have. And the actual event is August
15th.
Now, to be clear and do all that legal nonsense.
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to do that. So I'm going to let you do it.
Yep. So what you have to do is you have to go to any of our social media sites and like and comment the word skydive.
Yep.
Okay. Follow us if you want to, but we're not making it mandatory to follow us. Just like and comment the word skydive anywhere. It doesn't even have to be on the skydiving post. It's just anywhere on our social media.
So
platform.
Hold on. You can just go to our Twitter.
Yes.
At Kinky Coach. Mm-hmm. And go to the little tweet and tweet skydive.
Yes.
And you're good.
Well, and they have to tag us.
Well, of course. They're
if they go to their Twitter and tweet skydive on their Twitter, how are we going to know that?
I just told you they had to go to Kinky Coach.
Oh, okay.
Did you not catch that?
No, I didn't catch that. Well, I'll make it even easier. Just go to the website. At the very top left-hand corner, there's a little button that says win. Click on it, and it'll give you all of our social media sites right there.
Yep.
And you can just click directly into them, and it makes it extremely simple.
Mm-hmm. I also want to point out those who do not win will have an opportunity to skydive with us at a very reduced rate on August 15th.
Very cheap rate.
So
only for August 15th.
Only though. For August 15th.
Yeah.
That's going to be the Kinky Coach Day at the Drop Zone. And so we are going to be offering some badass packages for those who do not win. So stay tuned. We will release those packages, or the package, I guess. It's not packages. On August 1st, after we announce the winner. We would love to have several of our listeners come out and skydive with us.
Yeah, even if you don't win. And so just to be clear, it is being sponsored by Skydive Temple.
It is.
And what they are giving away in the package is you're going to jump with us, right?
You get your tandem.
You get a video.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah, so to be clear, it doesn't mean you're allowed to jump out of the plane by yourself.
Not
unless,
at all.
Unless you're licensed. Well, then awesome. You get a t-shirt, a video, you get dinner. And we buy you your first round of drinks.
And you get some other goodies that they're throwing in, like the face, the gator neck, or skydiving gator neck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's something else that they're throwing in.
No, that's it, baby.
That was it?
Yep. T-shirt, video, gator neck, right?
Yeah.
And you topless.
And me topless.
Titties.
So it's going to be a great time. Mm-hmm. And even if you get the package, we encourage you guys to stay the night in the area because we're going to go out afterwards and we want to hang out with you all.
Yep.
And we're not going to buy your dinner and drinks. Sorry, guys.
Nope.
But we are buying the dinner and drinks for the winter.
But you can hang out and talk
you
shit
can hang
with
out,
us.
Talk shit with us.
Make a scene.
Yeah.
A good scene, not a bad one.
I might make out with you if I'm drinking.
Ooh, she probably will. If you're an attractive female, she tends to
be. Why is it got to be an attractive female? Could
because
be.
You tend to go after the girls.
I know.
You never go after guys. Ever.
I know.
It's always the females.
I can't help it. They're
That's
so
why.
Pretty.
Well, hey, and more power to you. I'm not going to even argue.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah. So, and just to be clear, August 15th is the only day
yes.
that this is being allowed. So, unfortunately, if we have bad weather, well, there's not a whole lot we can do about
that. We cannot do a whole lot about it. Mm-hmm. Other than hopefully
try again. They are literally just giving this to us. So,
yes.
Yeah, we really can't argue with that.
We're hoping it's going to be great weather. We're going to pray to the weather gods and do a rain.
I'm not even going to look at them because I have great luck with them. You, on the other hand.
No, I'm terrible.
Yeah, so you need to hide in the closet until August 15th.
But so, yeah, go and check it out. We'd love to have you.
For sure.
And yeah, it's going to be exciting. I'm a little nervous.
It will be. Why? Nervous about what?
Jumping out of a plane without a shirt on?
You just flashed our pilot like
that's different.
To get
I had a
higher
shirt
altitude
on.
Recently.
I had a shirt on.
And your boobies popped out anyway
they did
because
pop
you
out.
Didn't put them back in place the
but
right
I still
way.
Had a shirt on when I landed.
I'm sure that our pilot is going to have no problem with you taking your shirt off.
I know.
At all. At all.
I know.
In the slightest.
Still a little. It's just jumping out of a plane without a shirt on.
Yeah. And I'm sure that our tandem instructor is like waiting, just waiting. So it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Our Sky fam, they're a little crazy anyway. A lot of them don't realize that they're in the lifestyle, but they already are.
They realize it.
I don't think they do.
I do.
Some of them, I don't think so.
I think they do.
You think so?
I know they do.
Interesting. You'll have to tell me who later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I don't really pay attention to that kind of stuff. So anyway, so back to the original topic and just to close everything out.
Close it out.
Be solid in your foundation of your relationship.
Absolutely.
Be solid with yourself. Okay. I say be in love with yourself and be in love with your relationship. Stephanie says be solid with it.
Have a good solid foundation. Yep.
And communicate. God, please communicate because selfishly want more people in the lifestyle. I technically want the entire world to just do what we do because it provides more fish in the sea for us. And if more people are getting laid constantly, then I really believe that we would have less bullshit going on in the world.
Do you think it would be less dramatic in the world if everybody was getting laid?
I don't know about that. There's some dramatic people out there.
There are some very dramatic people.
Yeah. So... But what I do know is this. If you're getting laid, you're smiling. If you're smiling, you're normally happy. If you're happy, you're normally fucking chillax.
Yeah.
And I like chillax people.
So, yeah. I want everybody to... I want to encourage everybody to go get laid tonight. And chillax.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. So, can we start with me?
What?
I need to chillax.
You can chillax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you come help me?
There's a lot of pressure. So much pressure.
I need you to come help me chillax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are going to get
we are
the
out of
hell
here.
Out of here, ladies and gents.
Good night, guys.
Have a good one.
Hey, Fox.
Not again.
Why don't you tell them where they can find us?
Oh. So you can find us on the Bookface.
Facebook.
Yeah, that thing. At the Kinky Coach. Or you can find us at any of the adult beverage websites. You like that?
I do, yeah.
Yes, because you're tasty. You're thirsty.
Yeah. Yes, thirsty.
So you can look for either Luna_and_Logan, or you can look for the Kiki Coach and her Silver Fox.
Yep. So thank you for listening, and we hope you have a very sexy evening.
Have a good night.
You are listening to the Kinky Coach Podcast with Stephanie
and Fox.